We economists use many indicators to characterize economic performance. In addition to the mundane measures of gross domestic product and unemployment, economists utilize an array of more creative measures to determine whether or not the economy is performing at a high level. Among these measures are domestic sales of Starbucks coffee. The thinking is that if people are willing to spend on a venti frappuccino, the economy must be in decent shape. Another popular indicator is sales of men's apparel. When men are purchasing clothes rather than wearing out the ones they already have, the economy is functioning. If that's true, then the economy is indeed improving. Sales of men's apparel in the U.S. were up 2.8% to nearly $59 billion for the 12 months ended in September, according to market research firm NPD Group. As pointed out by the Wall Street Journal, the trend is global. Sales of men's high-end, ready-to-wear apparel expanded 10% last year, according to a recent report supplied by Bain & Company. In fact, sales of men's apparel are now growing faster than sales of women's apparel. For WYPR and my fashion-conscious producer, Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.